This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Senate Republicans start a 30-hour talkathon on the Senate floor tonight. It amounts to a showdown over some of President Bush's nominees for federal appeals courts. Senate Democrats have prevented confirmation votes on those nominees. To conduct the nonstop all-night session, the Republicans are setting aside several overdue spending bills and major legislation on energy and prescription drugs. NPR's David Wellner reports.
You may or may not have heard of the three federal appeals court nominees currently stymied by Senate Democrats, Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering, Texas Justice Priscilla Owen, and Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor. In announcing tonight's marathon session, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist admitted these blocked judicial nominees don't exactly rank among the nation's top concerns.
It's an issue that the American people are just beginning to pay attention to, but it's an issue that we've struggled with over the last 9 months.
Since Republicans took control of the Senate this year, Frist has repeatedly failed to come up with the 60 votes needed to cut off debate and hold a vote on the blocked nominees in a Senate that has just 51 Republicans. One stymied nominee, Miguel Estrada, ended up withdrawing his name from consideration. Determined to make this a national issue, the Senate's Republican leaders have decided their chamber will, for the first time in more than a decade, stay in session throughout the night in a bid to catch the nation's attention. Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum is a leader in that effort.
We're not doing this just for show. We're doing it to try to produce votes during that period of time, in the wee hours of the morning if necessary, to get votes on these nominees, and we're going to stay on the floor until we get an opportunity to do that.
Still, even some of Santorum's Republican colleagues, including Mississippi's Trent Lott, acknowledge that the marathon session is unlikely to produce any breakthrough.
I don't know that any votes will be changed, but it highlights the fact that there is a very unfair process being utilized here to block very qualified men, women, and minorities.
Democrats say by drawing the line on a few judges they consider too extreme, they're fulfilling the Senate's constitutional duty to advise and consent. They point out that 98% of President Bush's court nominees who've been taken up by the Senate have in fact been approved, leading to the lowest vacancy rate on the federal bench in 13 years. New York's Charles Schumer compares that record to the dozens of President Clinton's court nominees who did not even get a hearing in a Republican-controlled Senate.
It's sort of ridiculous when 168 of 172 judges have been approved to call the minority obstructionist, given the record that they've had. I mean, I am hearing from many people in New York that we're letting too many judges through.
Republicans could actually hold a vote on the blocked judges if there were no Democrats present on the Senate floor during the wee hours to object. But Democratic leader Tom Daschle says someone from his party will be there at all times, and he plans to use the debate time being divided equally between the two parties to score political points as well.
We're looking forward to it. I mean, if we get 15 hours to debate the joblessness in this country and call attention to the utter failure of this administration to address employment, then I believe that's a great victory, at least rhetorically.
Daschle says his Republican colleagues are being pushed to stage tonight's talkathon on judges by conservative activists, people who think not enough has been done to give the issue greater visibility. Republican Santorum does not dispute that contention.
Yeah, there are a lot of Americans upset about this. They have a right to be upset about it, and I think the fact that we're doing this may make a lot of people happy, but I think they're only going to be happy, candidly, not for us spending time talking about it, but we're actually trying to do something about it, and we'll see whether that happens or not.
The debate is to go on all night tonight and throughout the day and evening tomorrow, and it's to culminate Friday with votes to cut off debate on two more controversial federal appeals court nominees. That will be followed by a vote on changing the Senate rules to guarantee that all nominees get an up or down confirmation vote. Nobody expects Republicans will prevail in any of those votes. But what GOP leaders really hope for is that this time, more people will be paying attention. David Wellner, NPR News.